Hey, do you want to be like me and make podcasts that everyone loves? Yeah, you do. But chances are, you don't want to spend a bunch of money doing it. No worries. A solution exists. Spotify's got a platform that lets you make podcasts super easy, then distribute those podcasts everywhere, and you can even earn money doing it. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard. Also, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. I'm speaking from experience when I say that all those additional features like video podcasts, Q&As, polls, those are things you won't find for cheap elsewhere. But with Spotify for Podcasters, it's all totally free. No catch. I highly recommend you give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Thanks. We love you. Hey, everybody, welcome to Pretty Scary.
Pretty Scary Boo! Oh,
so good.
So much fun.
I love
it. We didn't lose it.
No, we didn't. We never will.
I did get nervous and I looked at you and I was like,
no, I was
nervous too.
Were you?
That it wasn't you were going to be off.
I don't ever have to, I never worry about.
Yeah, she didn't even look at me or blink.
I don't worry. Carrie's the worrier in this relationship. If I worry, there we are in trouble. If I'm worried, that's bad.
Yeah.
You know.
And I'm the Jessica Simpson of this trio, and I will never know if it's chicken or tuna.
Yeah.
Why clarify?
Who needs to know?
It's a canned meat.
It all tastes the same.
It does kind of all taste the same.
Is it chicken? Is it tuna? Is it buffalo?
Mystery of the sea.
I feel like...
Who knew buffaloes had wings?
Not me. Not Carrie.
But I did. I do hear that they have a good... open mic from 11 to 11, or am I thinking of somewhere else?
Oh, yeah. No, that's Hooters in Burbank.
A different wing play.
11 to 11.
Woo!
Lottery spots. We got lottery spots.
They're all lottery spots. Oh, we have book spots now?
We have booked spots now. The lottery spots, 3 minutes. Book spots, 90 seconds.
90 seconds. 90
and
seconds for your book spots.
Who should open micers or the people who want to be booked on the show,
right?
Who do they send their clips to?
Chet.
You would send them to
gotfishin@gmail.com.
Yeah.
To Chet Wild by mail to Hooters.
Yeah, to Hooters.
To Hooters.
This is good. Yes.
Care of Chet Wild. Send it to corporate.
And actually, let's just go for the one in Burbank.
I did at one point run the idea by them of having a comedy show there.
Well, we had pitched, clearly it's happening. That's our show, 11 to 11.
But,
Okay, so you're breaking the fourth wall, Adam.
I guess that tangent doesn't work.
I thought that's how we started talking about it in the first place.
Is the whole thing I'm getting at.
I think I'd stop there to go to the bathroom, and then I went next door and got sake.
Yeah, you got sake.
And I came here to record, thus opening up the conversation of, oh, yeah, I like that Hooters. Oh, I pitched them an open mic. Oh, by the way, we should have one that runs for 12 hours straight till your eyes and your ears bleed.
You know what I can't wait for with that open mic is all the comics that have a bunch of puns that they're ready to talk about.
Every puns day.
Every puns day.
11 to 11.
11 to 11.
Half off appetizers?
Half off.
Appetizers? Is that what we call them?
Appetizers is what we've always called them, right?
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Yes. Always.
Always.
Hey, I'm sure everyone can tell already, but this is our 100th episode. I'm sure. Everyone listening, but also I'm sure you two can tell because you probably
as you were driving here, you were probably both like, is this the 99th time I've done this? Because that's how I realized it was our 100th episode.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you've been here for all 100.
Yeah, it's really your 100th episode.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I feel like you're being really generous with the we here.
It is my 100th episode.
We alternated talking at times because there was only two microphones in the room.
Yeah.
And Caitlin would graciously be like, Carrie, you take this one. Yeah. Or I'd be like, Caitlin, no, you take it.
No, actually, Carrie would be angry.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's really
icing me out.
Yeah.
It's really generous to describe either of you as gracious in those episodes when you just sit here and don't talk.
We're artists, okay? Yeah.
We're moody. And we're cancers, too.
We're both cancers.
We're moody cancers.
Oh, you're both cancers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That means that explains
it
everything.
It all makes sense now.
Now it adds up, yeah.
I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah, we know.
So, episode 100, what did you both get me?
Bolo.
Wow.
Like the tie or the police acronym that means be on the lookout?
Nope.
Both.
It's a pretty scary bolo.
And I want you to get it stuck in the trash compactor again when you lean over it to vomit.
Did that happen the last time I threw up?
In my head,
I don't
you were
remember
wearing a bolo.
I blacked out.
So much funnier with him wearing a polo.
And it choked him out, and that's why he can't remember.
Because I think I was wearing a hooded sweatshirt, so that could have happened. But how much funnier would it be if I had on a hooded sweatshirt with a polo?
That's what I'm
imagining. Is going to be my fall 2K19 look.
Okay, wait.
Hooded sweatshirt with a bolo.
What do you think? What are the odds?
Hooded sweatshirt.
That we can find, like a swag magazine that like allows us to make pretty scary bolos.
But you have to wear it
with
a hooded sweatshirt.
If you wear it to our live shows next year, you get in for free.
Yes.
But you have to wear it for real. Like it needs
and you
to
can't
look,
take it off.
It needs to be part of an
Will
outfit.
It be a summer show? Let's hope not.
The pretty scary bulo.
Did we just name our tour?
Yes.
I think so. The pretty scary bulo tour. Those will be the tickets. If you buy tickets, we send you a fucking bolo that you have to have on to get in.
Is it like that thing in A Christmas Story?
$85.
Yeah, where they have to decode it and it says, like, drink your Ovaltine.
It's got a decoder pin on it. It's elaborate.
That was one of the first Kickstarter
this is
rewards.
Gone Fish and Kill Chet.
I wanted to send
Wait,
out.
I think Carrie synchronized these.
I wanted to send out a decoder ring as when we did our Kickstarter, but I looked into it and all of the readily available ones, the codes are online.
Yeah.
And I wanted my shit to be real. Like I wanted to make my own system.
Of course
of codes,
you did.
Yeah, obviously.
And it didn't work out. But a bolo, that's so much easier. Tickets are going to be like $95 for that show.
They're going to have real life turquoise in it.
You're going to have to pay for a bolo and the labor involved.
What if we get just really cheap ones?
What if we end up in New Mexico and we're like, God, we didn't make any money on the show.
I just have them hanging on my arms. Get your bolo, folks.
You open up a trench coat.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's going to be really good.
That is going to be...
Kick the trunk of our Enterprise rent-a-car. The trunk pops open.
I have a story.
Bunch of bolos.
Because we haven't told this story yet.
We?
Yeah. Anger flash. So...
Take it, Carrie.
Micro flashes of anger, I believe.
Micro flashes of anger, yep.
Clinically diagnosed me.
When Carrie and I were in Portland, we got really, really drunk, which, you know, I know that's like, what do you mean? And all we wanted was like food.
Sure.
Like, really, really badly we wanted food. But we wanted to drop our stuff off at the hotel. And I was in that zone where I'm like, I don't think I'm that drunk. Like, I'm not that drunk. But we got there. The girl at the desk was like, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know. I just really like, can we go somewhere to do like pizza? Does anybody have like, there's like a pizza place around? She goes, I have leftover pizza. And I was like, okay.
What?
I wouldn't do that anymore. Eat a stranger's leftovers. Like there are still like teeth marks in the pizza.
So I eat this pizza while we drop off like our jackets or something at the hotel. And we're coming downstairs. I'm like eating the pizza, like waving at the girl at the desk like, thanks a lot, you know, we're gonna go find more food. Carrie and I got lost in downtown Portland for like 45 minutes.
Because I was like, I want one more whiskey. That's what I need. Oh, also, one more.
Like, we couldn't find a bar, nothing.
Well, they guess there's one place left open by the time we got back. So she's like, it's right around the corner. And then I don't know how you took charge. You're like, no, 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 it's a little bit farther. And I was like, I don't know, Caitlin. Like, I have an awful sense of direction, but we've been walking
for like 45
minutes. For a while.
And I have my backpack on with my laptop in the back. My phone is going dead. My laptop is going dead. And then all of a sudden we turn the corner and we see this sign for Buffalo Wild Wings. And it wasn't like we were like, yes. We both were like, fine.
It was like a beacon of light in like, the night, though.
Fine, we'll do it. Okay. So
that's what I feel like when I see that red chili pepper.
Yeah, well.
And I know I'm at a Chili's.
I would have been so happy if it was Chili's. I would have been
thrilled. I always would be.
Buffalo Wild Wings has good food.
No, they
what
don't.
What is this all about?
We ordered.
Wait, you're being silly.
No, I'm not.
Carrie and I ordered nachos, which was like, okay, how do you screw up nachos?
You order them at Buffalo Wild Wings, but go on.
Okay, well, so... The guy walks up and we're both like hammered and I'm like pulling out the several different extension cords that I have in my backpack to plug in our computer so we can get home. And the guy goes, what do you guys want? And Carrie's like, is the kitchen still open? And the guy's like, yeah, I just asked you what you guys want to eat. And then I was like, well, we weren't sure. And I suddenly just get in on the bit. I'm like, yeah, we just didn't know if the kitchen was open. And then we just stared at him for a second. And he's like, the kitchen's open. I'm like, I don't want any more alcohol. And he goes, yeah, no, I don't think you should have any more alcohol.
We get cut off.
Yeah, at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wow.
And then the guy was like, can I get you anything? And I was like, yeah, we're going to order the nachos. And he's like, okay. I was like, that's not good.
Mm.
He brings back the grossest.
They were awful.
It was like, you know how like when you get like a.
Well, he probably spit in them.
You didn't need to.
I wish he did. That probably would have enhanced the flavor.
Yeah, I would have like felt like he tried something.
Yeah.
You know, because this was like if you buy those like in-store shell tacos that are like mm-hmm. in the box. Mm-hmm. It's like if somebody got those and then just smashed them up and put them on a plate and then put like a little bit, like a dick's bit worth of nacho cheese and then like weird salsa and lettuce. And I'll never forget. We get it. Carrie looks at me. She tries it. She goes, This is bad, and I'm drunk. How do you have bad nachos when you're drunk? And then we ate all of it.
Yeah,
and they were $7 because they were on happy hour, and I was like, that seems too cheap for nachos. So I gave him $12, and was like, no, I feel like that's more of the price it should be. Yeah. And he was like, really? Like you wouldn't leave this much? And I was like, yeah, I wouldn't leave this much. Like nachos should be $7. Oh, yeah.
And that's where I saw the first micro flash of anger because he looks at the tip and looks at Carrie, and Carrie's like, what? And this is after
ma'am, you overtipped me. I don't care.
Yeah, I had
what
to
do
like
you mean I overtipped you?
Rube Goldberg my cell phone because I had to plug in my computer to plug into the wall. It was really great. Anyway, I just really wanted to tell that story.
That was a good story.
Yeah. Anyway, it's our 100th episode.
Anyway, it's our 100th episode. I'm not going to spend any more time defending Buffalo Wild Wings.
Nor should you.
You didn't spend a lot of time defending it.
I know. I feel like I should, but
Why?
Exactly. They don't need it.
They're fine.
They're fine.
We just ordered the worst
thing
on the menu. They have
$3 drinks for happy hour.
It is.
Yeah, sure.
Here's the thing. Even in Los Angeles, if you go to a Buffalo Wild Wings during NFL Sunday, $5 pitchers.
I know.
It is dangerous.
My mom just sent me a bunch of AARP gift cards and on it because she loves to leave.
I like that you called it AARP.
Yeah, it's what older people like to call it, the ARP. that tickled you so much, but so my mom has always loved to write in and win contests. And so she gets like a bunch of $5 gift cards and saves them up. But every once in a while she'll get lucky and win like a $25 one.
Whoa.
And so she sent them to me, but of course she's ominous. Always.
Always.
If my mom is nothing else, she's ominous.
Yeah.
So she said, hey, Carrie, here's the last of the $5 gift cards. AARP is not doing these contests anymore. Love, Mom. But the one that was $25 to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Hell
I can
yeah.
eat there
no, yeah.
six different times.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a week's worth of food.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So anyway, it's our 100th episode.
Yeah, and we kind of decided that, you know, normally we do a lot of research for this show.
Yeah, we do.
And
we decided the night
last night. Yep. It's not even like 10 hours ago.
Yeah,
like,
it's
not
been,
that long ago.
Yeah, not even 24 hours ago.
We decided, and I don't think we've ever waited this long to plan an episode ever. Like,
no, it makes sense because we've been, what's crazy.
But it happened so naturally. Like, there was zero, like, build up at all.
And what's crazy, this just happened on another podcast I do called What in the World.
Sure.
We had our 100th episode a little longer ago, but in that case, it just, I was editing the episode and went, oh, this is our 100th episode, and right. We didn't even mention it. So it makes sense that I didn't come up with anything fun for that. But we've been talking about this being our 100th episode for weeks.
And we were like, yeah.
Yeah, we got to figure something out.
And then
we
conversation
gotta,
ends.
We got to yeah. do something for the people.
And so we are.
And we are?
We are. I feel confident about this idea because it was my idea.
It's already been a fun episode. We
I'm
could
happy
end
about
it right now.
Nope, we've got a lot of content now.
We
to
got
get
some,
it, to dish.
We got some tent to get through.
Okay, so we decided, all of us, at the same exact time.
At the same, after much eerie. Consultation.
Yeah. Yeah. We are, depending on which one of us you ask, are going to give you our top 10 best celebrities that could be ghosts.
Right.
And Adam, how did you interpret that?
I took that to mean people who are going to die soon.
Okay, Carrie, what is your list?
I have top 10 people that will be a ghost.
Okay.
So you interpreted it literally?
I'm guessing there's going to be like conversations about their like souls. So this will be good.
Maybe.
I'm just going to keep listing people that I think would make a good ghost.
Okay, you guys, I would like to say Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh!
I would like to say Bette Midler.
No, we're not. Those are not going
like
to be good
ghosts.
I would
like to say Meryl Streep.
That should be a terrible
Glenn
ghost.
Glenn Close.
That'd be
How many dames do I know? Dame Judi Dench. Dame Helen Mirren.
Is Helen Mirren a dame?
The whole cast of Downtown Abbey.
Downtown! Downton Abbey.
Okay, the end. Love, Caitlin.
Ladies and gentlemen, Carrie Ward's impression of me.
Downtown Abbey.
Downtown Abbey. Oh, it was good.
It's a movie coming out. Downton Abbey movie.
Boy.
I just saw the trailer this weekend before Official Secrets, which, by the way, see Official Secrets. Holy shit.
What's Official
yeah,
Secrets?
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
It is a movie.
Keira Knightley movie, Jaws McGee?
It's the Keira Knightley movie about how the U.S. government asked British intelligence to dig up blackmail material on UN Security Council members so they could coerce them into voting for the Iraq war. I know it was like that was her job.
Yeah.
Like she went to work and fucking got an email and it was like, hey, you got a spy on the Congo. And she was like, all right.
I'm Keira Knightley.
All right, then. Hello, fellow Congolese.
I'm not a Keira Knightley person.
I am a Keira Knightley person.
She's the worst.
I think all
what
the guys
is
are Keira
wrong
Knightley
with,
people.
Why, what's
no,
wrong
I
with,
mentioned this on another podcast. She's one of my three top pet peeves.
Oh, wow.
So there's another list. Where are your other? Who are your other two?
It is still Dreamcatchers and Fanny Packs.
Yeah.
Keira Knightley.
Dreamcatchers and Fanny Packs.
That's a shirt.
Yeah.
Which one of these three do you hate the most?
I seriously thought you were going to list like two other people, like
Mm-mm.
celebrities.
Same.
But she's
because
up there
because of
with,
all the pet peeves. Like,
I mean, I really don't like her either. I just like that she's up there with Dreamcatchers and Fanny Packs.
I think she's fine. I guess I don't have an issue. This is a really contentious episode so far, and I don't know.
Yeah,
if
we haven't even gotten to the actual list.
You.
Yeah,
what are the odds?
Are we getting Aphrodite Jones on the phone soon?
Gavel.
We should ask her.
She's ready to. I can't even thinking about it. I'm breaking into hives. I cannot.
Guarantee you, if we just called her via Skype right now, she would pick up.
Oh, I feel like if we asked her, she would do the podcast because I feel like
I bet she's already forgotten.
Yeah, I feel like she.
We don't like to let anything go. On the other hand,
right? We have made it lore, like it is now part of the official canon of this podcast.
Right.
And meanwhile, she's like, "What? Who?
Oh, yeah.
They're great.
Oh, his name's Adam. Okay.
Carrie just texted me. She's like, that, Caitlin, it went so bad.
No, I called you. I called you four times in the 7 years I've known you. Yep. And that was the fourth. And I was like, I don't need, and you didn't answer. And I was like, I need you.
Oh,
the
man.
The weirdest thing just happened.
Okay. So,
should we get to it?
So, Adam is.
Are we just going to start listing people off? We'll go one at a time.
Yeah, let's just start. We'll cheat. Okay. Yeah, just.
And also, I guess we should like say if maybe there's like if you also had it on your list, then that'll shorten it.
Okay.
Shorten things
but
up.
But I guarantee, I don't think any of us are going to have the same.
There's no way.
Probably yeah, not.
This is great. Okay,
out
so
of
let's
27?
Just, let's just do odds? One out of, we'll just do one and then two.
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll
just, my yeah. God.
In mine are
27 and no one stopped me. There's 30 possibilities. Shame on you too.
I just assumed that in your mind that you hearts. Removed one round of, you know
Shut
what
up,
I mean?
Shut up, Caitlin.
Okay.
I liked it better when you were silent.
I was just trying to back you up with your bad math. Okay. Who's everybody's number one? Are we doing?
Mine aren't really in order, but.
Okay. Let's first one. Who's your first one? Adam.
Post Malone.
Who will like should be a ghost by now?
No, he'll just probably die soon. And
die soon. That's right.
I feel
soon.
Like. Well, no,
you're right.
Let me expand on it. Okay. He will be a ghost at Zach Bagans' haunted mansion.
Oh my
in
gosh.
Las Vegas.
So you're not only saying this person's is gonna be a ghost soon. You're now identifying a location for a haunt.
Are you familiar with? The Post
of
Malone
course,
story
yes.
from
just,
last summer.
I'm just double checking. That
yeah.
That's, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And to catch everyone up, if people don't remember, Post Malone, there was this period last summer where he survived a plane crash.
Yep.
Or like at least a mechanical failure on his plane.
Yep.
Then he.
With PJ.
He survived sure. a very gnarly car accident in Beverly Hills like 2 weeks before that. And around that same time, someone or a group of people broke into his home that he used to live in. He had moved by then, but the people kicked in the door
right, yeah.
and started screaming for Post Malone. And then this video.
Post Malone?
Post Malone here?
Mr. Malone?
Malone Post?
What? Hi, what?
And then this video comes out showing that he had been at Zach Bagans' haunted museum and he was fucking with the Dybbuk box.
He cursed himself.
So.
Wait, this was before both accidents?
Yes.
Isn't that
Bagans
great?
Bagans knows.
No, Bagans knows.
Bagans is a lot of things, but Bagans also knows.
Bagans is Bagans also knows. Carrie's future husband. I
oh, God, I hope so.
I
guarantee it.
That makes two of us.
Can I be his best man?
You would have to ask Zach. I can't speak on his behalf.
I feel like I would have, in any other circumstance, gotten to officiate Carrie's wedding.
No,
but
why not?
Because he's got a whole list of holy people that he's going to want to take
yeah.
that job.
Well, you could just
like
make
he will
that.
Wear the pants in
I'll
our
be an
family.
Usher. I'll be an usher.
You could make that a contingency of you getting married.
You know, he'll probably have it televised and it will be at his museum.
Do you think the.
Or Hell House, or it'll be some place of his choosing.
What I if can't
the
bull.
He will pick the venue. I know that much.
I can't wait.
I will get to pick the reception based on where he picks the venue.
What if the bull demon that blinded him officiates the wedding
and unblinds him?
Yes,
that's one of my favorite.
But
documentaries.
Blinds you.
She already laughing.
She already. You already think you're going deaf.
Just take because away all my bull. Senses, bull demon.
The bull demon.
I mean, which one do you really need? I almost said breathing, but I guess that's smelling.
That's not a sense either.
Breathing,
smelling.
Smell. Yeah, smelling, but like yeah. breathing. Is,
no, I know. Yeah, that's like a necessity.
I'd probably rather go deaf than go blind. I would pick.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever tried to cut chicken in the dark?
Answer her, Caitlin. Why are you stalling?
Like, wait. Like a rotisserie chicken?
It could be any kind of chicken you have to cut.
How are you going to know? It's in the dark. Jesus.
See,
wow.
When she starts talking, it's almost embarrassing.
It really is sometimes.
Have you ever tried to cut chicken?
Anyway, is it my turn?
Yeah, I guess it's Carrie's turn. I guess we're just not going to get an answer. Post Malone, though. Yeah.
Okay, and now, Carrie, again, yours.
minor top 10 people that will be a ghost.
Will be. Okay.
I've got Ray Liotta. And then I say his ghost is more of a doppelganger and has taken up smoking again.
I feel like Ray Liotta's probably taken up smoking again.
Even though he's in those Chantix commercials?
Where's the Chantix?
He already got paid for it.
Okay, I don't know what he signed.
Yeah, maybe he has to give the money back if he starts smoking again.
Kind of a lawyer in this episode. Have you ever tried to cut chicken in the dark? I don't know what Ray Liotta signed.
She's right.
Yeah.
That is, yeah, that's very true. I don't know what Ray Liotta signs.
Only Ray knows. Ray and maybe his entertainment lawyer.
I feel like he's a very private man.
Agreed.
Yeah. My number 10, right?
Sure, yeah. That sounds about right.
Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah.
He was my celebrity crush for a long time.
As he should be. Even if he was till now, I would kind of understand.
Yeah. You know what he should do? Just like the cool thing.
Die and become a ghost.
That, but do it at a Lakers game.
Yeah. Does he still have
season, like when a comedian tickets? Dies on stage, you don't know that they're dead for a while. He'll just be sitting at the court for a while with his sunglasses on, like Weekend at Bernie's the Lakers.
Oh, that's actually better because I was thinking he just like slumps over and falls onto the court. No.
He would never slump over. Even in death, Jack Nicholson is not slumping over. Yeah,
that's a good
point.
It's
not happening.
Even in death, some like Laker cheerleader would run over and give him a blowjob.
Yeah. Absolutely.
At halftime.
Yeah.
Take advantage of the rigor mortis.
But I like your idea. He dies in his seat.
Just chilling.
But hopefully during like a really tough loss. Mm. So for a while, people are like, man, he's just really taking that hard.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Jack Nicholson. Give him space, everybody.
And that's why he's going to haunt the Staples Center.
Yeah. And then
specifically the Staples Center. I like that.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, did you tell us who...
It's going to be the longest episode we've ever recorded.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Where?
100 hours for our 100th episode.
Who was your pick again?
Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta. What's he going to haunt?
We're just adding that.
Okay. I guess I'm up next.
I would rather leave that autonomous.
Autonomous?
Just go. Just Adam, just go. Before she becomes a lawyer again.
Oh, Carrie's not going to like this one. I have Joe Kenda on my list.
I don't care anymore.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm kind of over my Kenda fever.
Is he? Yeah. Well, he's
in his last season.
His last season. And I feel like
he's going to go out with a
what if the final episode, he gets murdered and someone has to solve that?
What if it's his
Carl Moreno?
Or he loves so much.
Oh, yeah.
That would be tragic.
Or Carl Moreno.
But Carl, probably.
Moreno?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's too shiny.
What if he gets murdered and solves his own murder?
His ghost solves the murder.
Yeah, what if he saw it coming the whole time?
That would be good.
And was like, if I die, this is who did it.
Yep. That's and it's just
Was that Obama or Joe Kenda?
That was Obama.
Okay.
That was definitely
a hybrid
Obama.
Of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, I feel...
Obama Kenda.
I feel like the triple twist would be that we find out that he just did it himself. So he himself dies. He will solve his own murder. And the only person that murdered him is him.
I wish we had time.
We do.
To each write.
We have nothing but time, Carrie.
End,
it's we very early.
Pause, take 5 minutes, and I'll write a Joe Bama joke.
Sure.
Joe Bama is. And then we have to make fun of something about Joe Bama.
As good of an idea as that sounds.
We'll do it on the 200th episode?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Write it down. We already have episode.
Well, I like this. We're setting our intentions. 200. We're manifesting. This is great.
Yeah.
Okay. Right here. Okay, all right. Carrie.
Sorry, Joe Kenda. Carrie.
We'll be ghosts.
I have Carrie Fisher.
Yes.
C, celebrity familial deaths in close time proximity, which was a fire episode. And a fire title. And in Debbie Reynolds' statement, she felt Carrie, something was going to happen to her daughter before it did. So I do believe she's a ghost.
Mm. I would bet up the farm.
How disappointed would she be if she's not?
Yeah, Carrie Fisher.
She became a ghost, I believe, 24 hours later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, but I'm like, saying like, what if, yeah, what if Carrie Fisher just died and like nothing happened? That'd be very disappointing.
The most disappointed person is going to be Carrie Fisher in that situation.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. So I hope she's haunting.
She'd be happy as a haunter someone. Is what we're saying.
Well, I forgot Carrie's ghosts don't haunt anything.
They might.
They're all autonomous. They're all at a Chili's.
They're all at a, God. Like that painting dream. That painting with Elvis Presley and James Dean and Marilyn Monroe.
They're in a
like,
diner.
But yeah. It's a Chili's.
Yes.
What's the name of that artist? Hopper? Is that a Hopper painting?
Someone did a
I don't know.
Picture of us. It was me, yep. You, and Caitlin, Jeff. And Jeff.
Very early on.
That was really cute.
Yeah.
And
I think I was like the waiter. And Carrie was Marilyn Monroe. Aww. And I was like the waiter. It's fine. None of it's
fine.
Real. None of it's real. I'm it's fine. Real. I stopped thinking about it. I mean, it was obviously.
It was real. Someone sent on. It. Someone did on. It and sent it to
okay,
us.
Okay, my next submission is Shirley MacLaine.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
She believes in reincarnation, right? Or is that Catherine Hepburn?
Is she alive?
Shirley MacLaine is still alive.
For now.
Exactly. Surely she is.
Adam. I don't get it. Why is Adam laughing so hard? I don't understand.
Shirley MacLaine.
You know what we need is like we need the sound of like a bus bucket like dropping in the back, like way in the back, like when somebody's bombing on stage and you can like hear them doing dishes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's funny.
We do need that.
Yeah, I was I was picturing a bus like
no
that drives.
Like, no, that's fair.
A bus bucket.
Bus bucket. You know.
Bus here. Bucket.
At a dive bar, and there's like just people talking and watching a football game in the background.
And someone, yeah. And then
they didn't realize they were going to have comedy at their favorite sports bar.
And the bartender is just fully doing dishes while you're up doing your set. That's
it's always a lot of fun.
Great feeling. Yeah. Great feeling. Okay, Adam.
Oh,
number three.
Back to me again.
Yeah, that's how this works.
This is just, I don't know.
Good sell.
It feels like it should have happened by now. Dick Cheney. Should be.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the thing. Dick Cheney already haunts several parts of the globe while still alive.
Sure.
So he doesn't really even need to die to be a ghost. Like his
he can be
ghost,
a living ghost.
His ghost is
well.
All over the Middle East.
How many transplants? Two?
Six heart attacks.
He looks like a ghost.
Like,
very pale skin.
We have put a lot of time and money and effort into keeping Dick Cheney alive.
Yeah.
And
who benefits?
Cui bono.
Yeah. No one benefits, but
Dick Cheney benefits.
Yeah.
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 But that is like the makings of a ghost. He's like Scrooge.
Yeah. He's
like
gonna,
Ebenezer Scrooge.
He's going to show up in the dreams of future world leaders and be like, maybe you should bomb Iraq, see? And then
change your ways, else you end up like me, Dick Cheney, covered in chains.
Get it?
Yeah, he's gonna be like a
and then squeeze a whoopee cushion.
Yeah, he's gonna be a warning ghost.
Yeah,
that's the kind of ghost he is.
Yeah,
it's getting more nuanced as we're going. Yeah, Paul Revere would be a warning ghost.
Paul Revere was a warning ghost, yes.
Yeah, yeah. When he died, he was still just like,
yeah,
warning.
Wait, what is it? One if by land, two if by... Is it two if by sea, one if... I'm just going to try it.
And then he went riding through... He had his head in his arm.
That's, right, yes.
Yeah, that's
yes.
Paul Revere.
No, yeah. Everyone knows that, Caitlin.
No, yeah. No, yeah, you're right. Ichabod Crane. I like that. That cartoon.
Paul Revere is your real name.
Okay, Carrie.
Finish right. The song.
Who
oh,
is,
yeah,
who
no.
is, will be a ghost.
She also appeared on Celebrity Familial Deaths in Close Time Proximity. Anna Nicole Smith, which ghost Anna will then replace Bahamas Anna and the Anna Nicole Smith Show as my favorite Anna.
Since Carrie didn't add any of this, I will just decide who
where she's haunting.
Where Anna Nicole Smith is haunting, and I am gonna say a CVS.
Yeah,
because that's where they sell like 50% off trim spa.
Yeah,
okay. Trim
she's
spa,
somewhere
baby.
Haunting a bin that used to house clearance price trim spa.
I feel like she's back in Mejia, Texas, haunting the chicken place that she used to work at when she met her husband. Daniel Sr.
And all she's doing is just cutting that register's power out every now and then. Just like, gotcha.
You know who can cut chicken in the dark? Ghost Anna.
Oh, right?
Yep.
She can probably defeather it.
Yeah.
Bringing it back.
That's called a callback.
That is called a callback. Is that? Wait, are you sure?
In the industry.
Which
yeah, that's what
ours.
Podcasting.
podcasting. That's what we do. I just remembered.
I wish everyone could have seen the hand motion Caitlin did when she said podcasting. It was like someone in 1996 talking about the internet. They say internet and their head explodes.
Yeah, that was
the
me.
Internet.
The internet.
Oh, Anna Nicole Smith, rest in peace.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
That is one of my favorite reality shows ever.
It was very real.
It was very real. Because the entire time I was like, she's dying, right? Like, she's going to die.
Very like, Real Housewives of Orange County season one makeup and hair.
Yeah.
It's before anybody had a glam squad.
Nobody had a sky top.
And they didn't know, right, what they look like. And then once they saw the footage come out, they were like, oh, I should start getting hair and makeup people.
I feel like that was an era of reality television where it was like a Wild West scenario where they were like, I don't know if we're going to put this on TV or if it's okay if we put this on TV, but we're just going to do it and see how it feels. And then she died and they're like, all right, well, we probably should have held a couple cards closer to the vest on that one.
Yeah, but also reality TV, at least that version of it, kind of started with the Osbournes, and that was a questionable choice, too.
Oh, Osbournes was he was so loaded all the time.
Yeah.
And it was like, why are we laughing at this? Like, this guy's dying. Like, he's still alive.
I think that's when the world fell in love with Sharon.
It was. That is absolutely.
Because nobody really knew who she was before.
Yeah, and she was just throwing ham over
the fence at the neighbors.
Yeah, everybody acts like the Kardashians are like this whole other thing, but they've got a lot of ruined Hollywood rich people's lives to thank for.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Osbournes were definitely first.
Which, weirdly, is a great segue into my next person.
Oh, yeah?
Person that's going to be a ghost. Paris Hilton.
Hmm.
I feel like Paris Hilton is like one of those iconic Hollywood figures that would haunt the Roosevelt Hotel. Because that place just collects individuals.
Correct.
And if she goes out in like a weird, tragic way, Paris Hilton will be, quote unquote, spotted in the afterlife. I guarantee it.
It'll be something while she's DJing like in Ibiza.
Man.
Yeah.
I have to put so much work into forgetting that certain people DJ.
Right?
Like,
everyone DJs.
Imagine
Idris Elba. DJs.
Imagine
anything more tragic than that.
Being an actual DJ. Not. Because comedians go through that. Podcasters, I think, I would argue, are starting to go through that, where people are like, oh, anyone can do that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to do that. And DJing is absolutely one of those things where it's like, oh, Paris Hilton's a DJ now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, she's not. She has a laptop and an audience.
Yeah, she stands up there and dances around.
I have never looked at DJing and thought that that was something I could do in a million years.
No.
I would not.
I DJed wedding parties for about 6 weeks. And
nightmare.
One of the worst jobs I've ever had. Hated it so much.
Did you have to get on the microphone and be like,
I sure did.
Here's a bride and groom.
Can you take requests?
I was going to say, did drunk people stumble up and ask for a request?
My favorite moment ever DJing a wedding party, this couple, they printed out the company I worked for. They printed out the company's song list and highlighted the songs they wanted me to play in order. And then halfway through the night, the bride comes up to me and goes, you need to start playing better music.
Yep.
It's like, you need to get divorced.
Right now.
Right now.
Which one of the bridesmaids did he get a hand job from or a blowy?
None.
I feel like that's myth. Mm. I feel like the DJs are actually like the actual peons of the whole wedding.
Yeah, yeah, kind of. They pack up and leave.
They have the worst role. I mean, I have saved multiple weddings by walking up to the DJ and being like, I know they gave you a list, but you need to just start playing soul music like right now.
Yeah.
Just play soul music. Everyone will be happy. Yep. If you're planning your wedding right now and you're putting your playlist together, that's great. Send everybody like an MP3 file or something with all of those songs. If you want people to actually have fun at your wedding,
don't put the
playlist together. There's a 99% chance that you have no idea what you're doing. Just don't do it. Just tell the DJ to play soul music and everyone will be like, that was the best wedding I've ever been to.
Yep.
Just play that September
soul music,
song.
Like hip hop? Like dance?
No, like, oh my God, like Stevie Wonder and like Earth, Wind & Fire.
What? What weddings do you go to, nerd?
Do you remember? Everybody loves those songs. Not
like no, everyone wants to like get. I touch myself.
Yeah, that's a good one. Fine.
Yeah, okay. That's not soul.
Just play actual dance music.
Come on, ride the train.
No,
ride
that is a set. That's a dark part of the wedding when that song comes on. That's
the chicken dance. Hell yeah!
Anyway, all right.
Hell yeah!
Paris Hilton. Yeah, Hollywood Roosevelt. That's where she's haunting.
Since, is it my turn
since
again?
Adam yeah. needs a locale.
We are. Oh, no, we're not.
No, we're not. Just
I was going to say we are powering through these.
No, we are not.
Jesus.
Nope. It's 100th episode. You got a long-ass episode.
Let's get heavy for a minute.
Uh-oh.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Ghost soon?
Literally heavy.
Shaquille O'Neal is someone who I could see dying at, like, 56.
It'll be a sad
Have a one. Heart attack?
Well, he's just such a big dude.
I mean, how do you keep that body up?
And like a big and heavy dude. But the bright side is he's definitely going to haunt a Carnival cruise ship where he is still the captain of fun.
Right.
For eternity.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely a happy ghost.
He's hitting all. He's like, a happy ghost.
He's shimmying. He's
hitting
genie.
He's hitting all his free throws in heaven.
He doesn't have athlete's foot or back pain.
He doesn't need the general to get him low. Cost car insurance.
Correct. Those are great commercials.
Yeah.
You need the general, 1-800-GENERAL, and Shaq. It's great.
The general.
The general. Give me $1 million.
He's a rapper. He haunts a cruise ship where the entertainment is him as a rapper, him as a comedian, him just sinking free throws up on the deck.
The captain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Third stew.
When we eventually do our pretty scary cruise.
Pretty scary cruise!
Which will totally happen. I mean, we're going to have to pick a boat that's being haunted by, you know, if the time comes, unfortunately, you know, if that happens. We'll just have to make sure that we do our own ghost tour on the boat.
Mm. We'll do a seance and get...
Yeah.
We'll summon Shaq.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board?
Yes. We'll play that with Shaq. But as the ghost,
no,
so it'll be really easy.
Perfect. All right, good. Okay.
Okay. Number four.
But I should mention, I don't want Shaq to die.
Nobody thinks that.
You just could see.
I don't want anybody I've listed to die.
No, yet. I don't either.
Yet.
Some of mine are dead.
Okay. Yeah, you said Anna Nicole Smith, so we do remember
and
that.
And Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, they're both dead.
Britney Spears.
I almost put her on the list.
If you think her real life Instagram is fire, just wait until you see her ghost Instagram.
Ghostagram.
Yep.
Insta-ghost.
Insta-ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Ghostagram.
Aftergram.
She seems so into her boyfriend. Like, she still can't believe after they've been together for however many years that she got him.
How long have they been together?
It's been years.
I know I have brought this up on the show before, and Carrie has heard me recommend this a million times, but... Britney Spears' Instagram is the most entertaining Instagram of all time.
Lots of live videos. And her makeup, talk about Real Housewives of Orange County season one.
She's like always got smeared.
Always.
It's weird.
It is weird.
It's weird. I'm like, you're Britney Spears. You have all of the money. You just get some no-slip mascara.
Get a glam squad.
Yeah.
If anybody can afford it, it's you, Britt.
I just love imagining her staging those fashion shows in that giant mansion all by herself. It's so Grey Gardens. It's
but
so
she's,
good.
What, 11 years older than her model boyfriend, who is clearly not using her. I mean, obviously, they have stuff in common that they've been together for years.
They have that in common, yeah. Years. We both love soup. Sorry. It's a little Best in Show reference, everybody. Yeah, I don't know. She's definitely going to be, like, she's another one of those, like, when she dies, people will be like, I saw the ghost of Britney Spears at, you know.
In my toast. Yes.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. Spears
Britney toast.
Britney toast. Okay. Where is she going to haunt?
Adam.
Oh, good question.
Probably Disney.
The VMAs.
Just
that's
year.
A good one.
That's good.
For shaming
I was
her.
Somewhere in Tennessee. Yeah. Or Justin Timberlake. Mm. Or just anybody who wears denim on denim.
Okay, so Kanye West?
Yeah.
She's going to haunt Kanye.
Did you see her dad just got arrested for child abuse?
Yeah. She had like a breakdown.
Yeah. Well, no, her dad got arrested.
I know that
because
her dad started to lose it. She had a breakdown and then.
But. Like this
Who
was
did he abuse?
Just I think just today this story came out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He got in an altercation with her 13-year-old son.
Oh, God.
The one she has with Kevin Federline. And Kevin Federline is the one who called the police. When Kevin Federline calls the police on you.
Oh, man.
Holy shit. You have hit rock bottom.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Who called the police on you? Kevin Federline.
No, you've got to ask yourself some serious
allegations.
Was he checking in with his parole officer?
Who's a worse person to call the cops on than Kevin Federline? I mean, really?
To call the cops on?
What is a more humiliating person to have call the cops on you? Sorry, yeah.
Oh.
No one.
No one?
Yeah, it could.
Maybe a log of poop.
Because I did the math, like, and I was like, I like beautiful minded this, and I'm like, that's the worst person. I can't think of a worse person.
Yeah, yeah.
More like ridiculous.
And I know there are people who've been arrested multiple times, and still can't.
No,
yeah.
No, that's just the worst. I mean, even though that is his ex father-in-law, that's still the worst person that can call the cops on you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not good. Well, all right. Okay, the next person that I nominate for future ghosthood is Angelina Jolie. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's a solid ghost material person.
Yeah, I agree.
She already looks like a ghost.
Yeah, she'll be a ghost, but I also think she's going to live to be like 98.
She already has a 98-year-old spindly body.
Yeah, yeah, she already looks like when Audrey Hepburn was old, like that crazy old, like,
yeah.
But I feel like if Angelina Jolie becomes a ghost, it'll be like a Guillermo del Toro kind of ghost with like wispy, weird fog around her.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and
she'll
like,
just have like a gray bang.
Yeah, like the rest
of her hair jet black.
I like that.
Solid. Yeah. Yeah.
Tulsi Gabbard was pulling that in the Democratic debates.
Yeah.
Almost made me forget she's a Hindu nationalist.
Okay.
Jerk.
Huh?
I don't want to know the answer to this.
No, I mean, I was watching the Democratic debates. At right. Like
jerk.
Six.
No
PM.
Jerk.
No, no jerk. No.
Okay, the thumbs down.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that's my number four for future ghosts. Don't look at the time. Just keep going.
I keep looking at the time.
Just keep going.
Why?
I don't know. It's not going.
Are we an hour in and not halfway done?
Yeah. Now we're halfway done. Go, Adam.
I do have one.
Technically, we're not.
Just in case this was the direction the list was supposed to go in, I do have one dead person on the list.
Oh, okay.
And that is Prince.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
And I want Prince to haunt this studio.
Yeah, sure.
Because I feel
like... Not Mariah?
Mariah's still alive.
I don't think Prince is allowed, ghost or not, to leave Minnesota.
But
that state claims him with everything they've got.
They're holding on to him, Adam.
With bloody talons.
I don't care. I want Prince to haunt this studio because I feel like he'd be such a little trickster.
Oh yeah, he'd really fuck with you,
Prince. Yeah.
Like if you've ever seen Under the Cherry Moon, like. I feel like it would just be like having that guy haunt the place. And he's, you know, like knocking a camera over every once in a while while we're recording. It's like, oh, that's Prince.
If any romance
he was probably dancing
in here, he would help you out. He would quarterback the whole effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might assault someone, but he's a ghost.
He's a ghost.
Yeah.
And he probably has a good reason for it. It's Prince.
Mm.
Not a bad guy.
Right.
Just misunderstood.
He's an assaulter.
He's not.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay, good.
We didn't mean that kind of assault.
Carrie's a lawyer again, everybody. Excuse me.
I'd like to deposition you two. Depose? I'd like to depose you two.
Can we have a sidebar, please? Can we have a sidebar?
I need a sidebar. I need A to B with you about something.
I need to approach the bench. Can I approach the bench, please? Can counsel approach the bench?
All right, yours was Prince. Mine is Bill Cosby.
What's he haunting?
Your pussy. I have laughed so hard, I have probably went this straight. We should have me sit on a donut next time.
Oh, man. The merch ideas just keep racking up in this episode.
But he'll still have glaucoma and chunky sweaters.
Chunky sweaters.
Oh, God.
Okay. I was about to ask what he's going to haunt, and then I... Did you pee on the chair? Yes! This is so much better than when I threw up. Do it some more. Do it some more. These chairs are like $50 each. I don't give a fuck.
I thought so. There was no... Maybe just a little bit. Like, it's a lot.
Adam, you need. We're gonna need to get some baking soda.
This is amazing.
I peed a little.
100th episode.
100th episode. And it was the seat where Sky Borgman sat, and I felt like I christened it.
Oh,
but
my
this
God.
Is on a whole other level.
Oh my God.
I'm sweating too.
Maybe you're just sweating in the seat.
No, that's not sweat.
Not.
As somebody who changes diapers pretty frequently, I can tell you that's not sweat. No matter how many times I wished it was, it never is. It's always pee-pee.
All right. I'll Febreze it down.
At least I didn't turn to you and like pee in your mouth as you tell us you're number five.
I mean, thank you.
Can you do that now?
Lori? Lawyer Karen.
It's not over yet. We still have 3 more hours.
11 to 11. We like seriously turned this into a self-fulfilling prophecy here. Okay. My next submission is Tommy Lee Jones.
Talk sure. about somebody if you're not sure if they're alive or dead.
Well,
he's
I mean,
in the,
I
he's in
like,
a movie that's coming out like next
that doesn't
week.
Feel like anything.
Good point.
I feel like he'd be a good ghost.
That's
like,
it.
Like he's the kind of ghost that,
based
like,
on what grounds
he slams.
That's right,
I
Lawyer
think he's
Carrie.
A door slamming ghost. Like he's like grumpy. He's
yeah.
like, he's like, shut the fuck, like shut up, and he'll close
he's
the door.
Shake
yeah.
his fist
he's the
on the porch
yeah. type to not leave. Like the house he lived in, like
no,
he'll
exactly.
haunt.
He's
that.
Cantankerous.
Yeah.
So he'll haunt the house that he's like wherever it is, Montana or Wyoming or wherever it is that he has his house.
Yeah, but then he'll
he's not
also
in Santa
like
Monica. I guarantee you, Tommy Lee Jones does not live in Santa Monica.
No, but then like he would also like see your kid about to fall down the steps and
save
like
them,
push them back so they
yeah.
don't fall.
Yeah, like he'd
but
be
then
one
slam
of the-
a door and complain about your fucking kids.
Yeah, it'd be like one of those stories where they're like, oh my God, the ghosts are bad, but then in the end it's like, wait, but who turned off the electricity and saved all of our lives? And it's just Tommy Lee Jones standing there.
Yeah.
Just like, well,
I did, you idiot.
Is he holding a rifle?
Yeah, but just for fun.
Right.
Just for fun.
It's the funsies rifle.
Yeah, it's just a fun rifle. A replica.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's anyway. Fine, Karen.
Does he have a belt buckle?
Yeah.
I imagine
yeah.
dressing Western.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking, I feel like his like height in a lot of ways was that No Country for Old Men kind of look that he had. Mm-hmm. Like, that is really where it all gelled. So I feel like that's, you know, that's the way he's going to be forever in our hearts and minds. And in his house.
TLJ yes. forever.
TLJ forever. That's a tattoo I have. Adam.
The one you got.
Yeah, the one I got. My husband still doesn't know what it was for. I got it in Portland when I was with Carrie. Mm. Go ahead.
Somebody wants to speak.
Yeah.
Should I go next?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Just because this is a person that every time he comes to mind, I Google and see if he's dead yet.
Good.
Wilford Brimley.
He's still alive.
Shockingly still
he's
alive.
Still alive?
He's how many wakes and sleeps old?
He is.
How many hands?
Thousands and thousands and thousands.
Yeah, he is a vampire.
Is he over 100?
He's 84.
No.
Really? He's
that
younger
very,
than
yeah,
my
sure
grandma?
Yeah.
90s.
Yeah. I think it's just that bushy ass mustache.
He's always had it.
I just feel like he's been old forever. Can
yeah,
you imagine being like a 16-year-old boy and, hi, I'm Wilford Brimley. Like,
he was
that's
in
Benjamin
fucking,
Button
yeah,
shit.
He had a yeah. grandpa name.
He
yeah.
was in Cocoon.
As an old person.
He was in Cocoon.
Good.
Cocoon.
It was in the 80s?
Bunch of old people. Yeah. It was like 86 or some crazy shit like that.
Yeah.
And he looked old enough to be in Cocoon then.
See, that's Angela Lansbury's had that career. She looked old for so long that she kept getting work.
Or maybe he's 94.
He has to be 94. He can't be 84.
And I also think he's dead.
No, he's not dead. Wilford Brimley is not dead. Unless he died on this
today at the hands
episode.
Of Britney Spears' father.
Maybe we killed him the same way Mariah
so
Carey
has
killed
child
Harry
abuse allegations
Nilsson.
And elderly abuse allegations from Kevin Federline.
Right. Wilford Brimley is alive. He is, oh, come on. Tell me his age, you goons.
You goons.
He was born in 34.
I can't do that math. So, I can't take that bet. He's in his 90s.
Hold on. 34 minus 19, is that right? No, hold on. 19 minus 34, oh, minus 15. Wait.
No. I'm pretty sure he's 84.
I think you have 19, to subtract.
34 minus 2019.
You're going to get a
85.
85. Well, depending on his birthday. Yeah. He was 49 in Cocoon.
That's fucked up. Really?
That's insane. Yes.
He was 49?
He was 6 years older than me in Cocoon.
I can't handle this right now. Really?
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Maybe he died then and he's just haunting the internet.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
Well, this got dark.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, yeah. Where is he haunting? Or where should he haunt?
I don't know. Like a Hardee's.
Hardee's. That's an interesting choice. I feel like a log cabin. Did he do oatmeal commercials?
He did oatmeal commercials, and there was a guy in Hardee's commercials that looked a lot like Wilford Brimley.
He should haunt Shannon Doherty because they had a show together.
Wilford Brimley and Shannon Doherty?
He was her grandpa.
Oh.
It was pre 90210.
Wow. It was an LA bar show.
Our House or something?
He's just been there for so long.
I watched Our House.
It's my house.
All right, my next one is Hugh Hefner.
Oh, yeah. That guy's definitely a ghost.
He was already a ghost when I swam in his grotto alone and was asked to leave multiple times by security.
I always forget you got kicked out of the Playboy Mansion.
The only person ever to get kicked out of the grotto.
Ever.
Ever.
So you know what he's haunting, though? Marilyn Monroe's grave.
Possibly.
Yeah, everyone knows the fucking creepiness around him and Marilyn. Like, they never met. Yeah, they never fucking met. He bought those pictures for like $500 from some calendar company. And then he bought the burial plot next to her so they could be.
Well, a lot of his girlfriends have that look with the blonde hair and the.
Yeah.
Pin-up-y.
He's a fucking creep.
Yeah. I heard he like girl on girl and had all this porn on different, like multiple TVs while I didn't have sex
with
them.
He ran Playboy. Like, I don't know why any of this. It's so weird when people wanted to put this like weird patina on Playboy. Like, well, it's tasteful porn, which is like, what are you talking about? But also, the guy's career is pussy. Like,
yeah.
You don't think he's got that going on in his mind all the time? Like, Martin Scorsese still watches 4 movies a day. Why? Because he's a great film director. But that's also crazy. It just doesn't it doesn't victimize anybody. But
right.
Yeah. No.
That's like 8 to 10 hours. That's like most of your day.
Yeah, but he's old.
Yeah.
When I think about how much TV my grandma watches, that's.
He's old and he's rich. Like, he doesn't
rich
have.
And old, rich old guy.
Doesn't have anything else to do.
No, I've got nothing left.
Yeah.
Got nothing left. Okay. What are we on? Don't
I'm sorry.
At the clock.
Sorry about that.
I actually did put Betty White on my list.
Why didn't you say anything before? But now I know.
Yeah. I put Betty White on my list because I feel like, first of all, oh man, people might get mad at me for saying this, but I'm really like, can you imagine being Betty White and being alive and like constantly hearing like, don't die, Betty. And you're just like, I'm going to die. Like,
yeah, I want to die. She might want to die.
She might want to die, you know?
They have a hot dog named after her at Pink's.
They do. But I just think, like, that's kind of a uncomfortable existence.
She just posted something where her, like, best friend died. And it's like, you know, like, she's trying to, like, slowly wean people off of her.
Yeah, like, hey, you know, like, one day.
I'm next.
Yeah, one day someone's just going to say, well, we took Betty to another farm where she can roam around and be happy.
Well, she was at some awards show, and, I mean, her speech was very almost Kirk Douglas, but you could understand her.
Yeah, she's old.
She's getting up there.
For God's sakes. Like, if all of us could be so lucky as Betty White, she's had an unbelievable career.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think that she's going to haunt the Old West Museum in Burbank. I could just imagine her haunting a weird museum.
There's an Old West Museum in Burbank?
Oh, yeah. God, he's Googling it.
No, I'm Googling how old was Betty White during Golden Girls.
She was young, 49 probably.
And she did look older.
She was 53 when she started the series and 60 when it ended.
That's remarkable. And then she was also
Oh, wait, no, that's Blanche's age.
I was like, wow. She was
I don't
younger.
Know.
Okay.
She was born in 22.
Don't.
She's 12 years older than Wilford Brimley's old ass. Mm.
But she looks way better.
She was also on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Important to bring up.
Like, I think sometimes I'm like, I don't know that I ever have to like buy any more like toothbrushes or like face creams. Like, I'm going to die soon. Like, yeah. I'm in the back nine. Like, I'm 43. Like, what I've got on my counter is going to last me until I die.
Why do you say that?
Jesus.
So the new thing I want added.
Just a little travel size bottles on your counter.
Just in case, because I don't like to waste.
That sounds like a really like bad detail that somebody like in their first screenplay adds in. Like, she thinks she's going to die, so she only buys the travel size for cosmetics.
Yeah.
Because
where do they go? Where do your groceries go? You know?
They turn to poop. Don't your groceries turn to poop?
Maybe. So now I want a kangaroo. Preferably the one that punched you in the face.
Thanks.
Mm.
If he's still alive and available to put me as a Joey, my ashes, in his pouch, and hop up to the stage where you will deliver my eulogy, and then he will punch you in the face again.
I just want to bring up the fact that Carrie just did like a tangential insult, even though she's sitting in her own pee right now. She's
I know,
still
it's glorious,
she's
isn't it?
Still picking on me, even though she's the one in the pee.
Can I file a renter's insurance claim and get that chair
try. Try.
Carrie won't lie about it. She'll tell the truth.
Oh, wait, I spilled water. I was
I'll be like, I don't know who did it.
It's just, yeah, you have no
that's
idea.
Better. I'll be
you
like,
said that in college.
I'll be like, I don't know which of the two did it.
You just oscillate between like very low self-esteem and incredibly high self-esteem, like very low levels of optimism and then very high levels of optimism. It's pretty, it's incredible. It's beautiful to watch, even though I'm usually the butt of most of the jokes. But Adam, you have a dead person you want to talk about?
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Whoops.
Did you close your phone?
No. Oh, this one, this is more of a plug than anything. Tommy Mottola.
Yeah. He's still alive?
Thank you, Carrie.
I get it.
He is still alive, even though on a recent episode of Pretty Carrie, I tried to kill him. Like, I went into the episode assuming he was dead.
Yeah.
And no, he's actually still alive.
What a revelation.
He's not that old. In his 60s?
Yeah, he's not that old.
But I feel like that's a lot of hard living, Tommy Mottola. Like,
it's a lot of hard living.
Maybe he is in his 70s, because if she's 49 or 50, and he's like 20 years older than her.
Oh, yeah. So probably.
Yeah, late 60s maybe. He's got to be in his like, early 70s. Early 70s.
He's up there.
Yeah.
Everyone should listen to Pretty Carrie and Doc Jams, both of which will be out publicly soon.
Ooh.
Mm.
Sexy.
So much fun.
So much fun.
So much fun.
This is a fucking blast.
Oh my God.
My next one is Grumpy Cat. He will haunt people in death as he did in life.
God damn it, Carrie. That's such a good person.
Follow
I mean, it's
Grumpy
a cat.
Cat.
It's a cat, sure.
I felt like we needed to spice it up with an animal.
The Grumpy Cat, the whole Grumpy Cat thing bothered me.
It was confusing.
I just don't get, I don't care.
I don't get it. Yeah.
Yeah, but we both have this in common. We're not like, oh, look at the, I mean, well, dachshunds are different.
Mm.
That's different. But they're cute. Why are we recognizing something for looking grumpy?
Yeah.
I'm not really into it.
Those are the same people who wear Caterpillar sweatshirts.
Which I now know is more of an industry nod.
If I say Caterpillar sweatshirt, what would you think, Adam?
The company.
Caitlin did it.
Not Caitlin.
She thought for free butterfly.
For years, I thought it was like one of those like the hungry caterpillar, you know, cute little fuzzy. That's what I thought. I seriously thought that's what Carrie was.
She probably thought it was something Midwestern people, and they probably do it in some parts.
It seems folksy
but where,
to me.
Where it's got like fell.
Yeah.
Or like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, something you can like rub.
Right. Yes.
It's like she's never driven a tractor before.
No.
Not true.
I haven't.
I have driven a tractor in England. Long story. Very weird story.
Hello, I's a tractor, right? Yes.
Yep. It was dangerous. Okay, so I have to try to think about what my next... Oh, my next person is... Yeah, Carrie's going to get mad at me, but I, I'm, I'm going to put Mariah Carey on my list.
Oh, I'm not mad. He's the one who likes her.
Oh, yeah, I'm mad.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, Mariah Carey's never going to die.
She's definitely going to die, like, tomorrow.
We don't even know when she was born.
What do you think she would die of?
Being awesome?
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Or drugs.
If that's an illness, she definitely has a fever.
Yeah. She's not, I don't think she's that big of a drug person. She just is bipolar.
Sure.
Which is a problem.
I'm pretty sure they're going to find her in a bathtub.
Maybe.
Mark my words. Like, it'll be bathroom related.
She doesn't have the same history of, like,
I agree,
performances where she's obviously high.
Yeah.
You're right. You know what? I don't really know where this is coming from in my
What's head. Wrong with you?
Probably jealous. I'm probably just jealous of Mariah Carey.
Jealousy.
Yeah, that's
Do you wish you married Tommy Mottola, maybe?
Every day. I mean, I don't really want to get into this right now, but yes.
But let's get into it.
Okay, fine. Yes, I wish I had married
Tommy. We have nothing but time.
Tommy Mottola.
We have nothing but...
Stop looking at the counter. Just stop.
Guess how long we've been recording.
Like you're going to edit this.
69 minutes.
Hey, let's just stop here.
No, we are not done yet.
Are not done.
I'm going to make Carrie pee in that chair at least one more time
before we finish this
show. I'll just keep bringing this up because it's pretty amazing. It's the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty great.
So, but this does mean that I'm the next one on the chopping block because you vomited.
Yeah, what's going to happen to you?
God knows my ear needs something else.
Probably a sprained ankle, something like that.
It'll be a physical injury.
It's got to be a bodily fluid. It has to come out of your butt.
Oh, I'm going to shit my pants.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You're so excited.
Yeah, if it's got to be a bodily fluid and it's got to come out of your butt, you almost want it to be shit.
It's going to, I mean, honestly.
You don't want it to be blood.
Or while you're at Starbucks or while you take a yoga class.
No, it's going to have to be here.
Yeah, it's got to be on a podcast.
He vomited. You peed.
She's doing yoga here.
Oh, yeah, that's so like me. That's me.
Hold on, you guys. We'll record.
Hot yoga.
Downward dog. Give me 1 minute.
A lot would have to be in play if I tried to, like, sneak a fart out, though. Like, I'd have to be pretty hammered or something would have to be going on. Because the only way I'm going to poop is if I accidentally fart and poo comes out.
Right.
I'm just trying to, like, war game this and prepare everybody for what's going to happen when it goes down.
200th episode.
All right, I'll hold it until then.
Joe Bama.
Well, because you vomited pretty early on. That was a very early episode.
Well, that anniversary was the vomit anniversary.
Good.
And this is the piss anniversary, the 100th episode.
Yeah.
200 is shit.
Wood, silver, gold, you know how it goes.
Exactly.
All right, you're next, Adam.
Oh, am I next?
Yep.
This is
the best idea we've ever had.
This is just going to happen. Bam Margera.
Oh, for sure.
That's such a good suggestion, too.
Yeah. Have those chunky skull rings on.
Man, did you see painted that documentary? Nails? There's a documentary out about
called
him.
Called Jackass?
No.
No. No, but good guess. No, it's
shame
it's,
on Adam
it's
for that
literally
one.
Like a do- it's like a famous skater video guy went back and documented Bam trying to get his life back together again, and it is really sad. I can't remember the name
like
of it,
what happened, like drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, and like he's on camera.
Oh yeah, he like just a few months back entered rehab for like the third time.
Yeah.
And he did the whole Instagram post and was like, third time's a charm. And then, like, just a couple weeks ago, I saw another article where he's, like, teaming up with some life coach to get his life back
it's
in
so
order.
Sad.
And I think it's, like, just drinking drugs and alcohol.
He's an alcoholic. Yeah. Like, that's...
Well, Steve-O, I think, beat it. It seemed like he turned his life around.
Some people do.
There's a documentary about Steve-O, too. It was an MTV documentary. He was addicted to fucking Whippets.
That's scary.
Yeah, I feel like that makes sense.
That's real drug. Like,
how
is
he not on our list?
Because Bam was there.
Yeah.
Bam is the most likely at this point.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, Steve-O, like, he recovered.
He's clean, though. Like,
yeah, he's
clean.
Like
he's like a
super
teetotaler.
He's got a
now, like,
fiance
clean.
Who's hot. He, like, rescues dogs.
Yeah.
He's got, like, a sick pad in L.A., and he does comedy, and...
Yeah, but there was one moment in the documentary because they show him he filmed himself when he was in the midst of this addiction,
which
to
is very
Whippets.
Him. It's very him.
Yeah. And there's a scene after he gets clean where he's in a Starbucks and he orders a coffee and the woman is like, do you want whipped cream? And he was like, oh, no, I'm addicted to nitrous oxide.
Oh, whatever.
And it's like, will you just say no and fucking move on?
Also, like, why can't you have whipped cream? I mean, I get it.
Because that's what it's one of the ways you can do nitrous is those whipped cream cans.
I know the cans, but what does that have to do with anything?
He probably would have been, it's triggering.
But he's in the Starbucks. You hear those, like, no matter what.
I don't know.
Has he never been in a Starbucks? Now I'm annoyed.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm getting at. I was very annoyed by that scene.
I'm annoyed.
But I'm glad he didn't die.
Me too.
He should have said his name was nitrous oxide.
And I hope, he should have.
My name should have read on the cup.
Nitrous oxide, tall vente, look at me. I love when they just like, they're just so tired, the Starbucks people. Grande latte for Caitlin. Here you go.
That would have to be one of the worst like restaurant jobs. I mean, not from a benefit standpoint, but dealing with those people.
What is that? It is early hours.
I feel like working in a movie theater would be way worse.
Mm.
I feel like people are so much more entitled in a movie theater than they are in Starbucks.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Because they're spending so much money at the fucking movie theater.
Not if you have AMC A-List. 3 movies a week for just $25 a month.
All right, Adam, what's your next? Who's the guy? The person? Because you said Bam.
I said Bam!
Bam! Carrie.
Is this going to be a two-parter, by the way?
Nope, it should not be. I strongly
It already is.
Oh, fine.
But why? No.
I said the entire cast of Beverly Hills 90210. R.I.P. Luke Perry, you're a real one.
Yeah, he is a real
one. That hit Carrie hard, everybody.
Did it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it did.
What movie was he just
in?
It
got to a point where
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Boss had to tell me to please stop posting Luke Perry GIFs on our work GroupMe.
GIFs.
I like the one from 8 Seconds where he did the double hands.
Yep.
So I kept posting that one. It was one of my favorites.
Carrie was genuinely upset.
Like, 100.
Like, texted me, like, did you hear the news? And I hadn't found out yet. And then you were
It was my friend's birthday. And I was like, I'll always remember your birthday. Day Luke Perry died. I remember where I was the day that I heard that he had a stroke. And I was like, he's not going to recover. They never do. And no. I knew the same was going to happen for John Singleton. When they say it's a bad stroke, like,
yeah.
You're dunsies.
You know, Luke Perry got buried in a mushroom suit.
I would be okay with that.
Biodegradable mushroom suit. So
he had a farm in Tennessee.
Yeah. He was very environmentally conscious.
Engaged to a psychiatrist in LA who I Googled and thought about calling to see if she would treat me.
Just because she wanted proximity to Luke Perry.
But also because I need help. I'm sitting in a chair of my own urine.
Do you want to move to this chair that I have my foot on?
I could soil it too. Let's just have one casualty tonight, Adam.
Good point.
Oh, God. Oh, man. All right.
I know. Caitlin, how do you top that one?
What's your third pick? Number 3 of 10. Go.
Number 4.
They still have to go to Samoa. That's what Jeff May said to me about an hour and 30 minutes into Hobbs and Shaw.
I saw that yesterday.
He leaned over and goes, they still have to go to Samoa.
Okay.
Because that movie should have been. It's like 2 hours and 15 minutes.
It's longer than this podcast feels. It is the longest movie I've ever seen in my life. I've sat through Gone with the Wind and felt more refreshed after that experience than I did. Hobbs and Shaw was so bad. I don't know how they fucked that up, but they fucked it up.
Really
and
badly.
It's like the most shot, because they have no, okay, anyway, that's a different podcast. I gotta just like move on, but like, damn, that was like a really bad one.
Right.
Okay, next person. My brain stopped working for a second. Chris Hemsworth. I don't want to curse anybody, but if he dies, he's going to be a ghost.
What's he going to die from? Abs?
Maybe.
Got a sick case
extreme,
of abs.
Extreme hotness.
It's going to have to be something like that.
Yeah.
Being too charming.
I watched that movie with Rumor Wilson, the one where she's in a fairy tale.
What?
Yeah, it's like.
Rumor Wilson?
Yeah.
Rumor Willis?
No.
Rebel Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Rebel Wilson. Okay, are you back with me? Are we back on track?
Yeah, that just took me a second. I was like, Rumor Wilson.
So the movie, whatever it's called, something about being happy. It's a rom-com. Andy Devine's in it. I know that much. So the whole time I thought it was Chris Hemsworth was a hot guy that she was dating with the abs.
Right.
And then it turns out it's his hot brother with the abs.
It's little Hemsworth.
I had no idea it was Liam.
It's the time travel movie, right?
So crazy. Keep. There's so much hotness in that DNA. The same with...
I would be such a proud mom if, like, all my sons were like that.
But Ryan Phillippe...
She's probably pretty hot,
and
too.
And Reese Witherspoon, their kids are gorgeous. Yeah, and usually beautiful. Two positives make a negative. Not in that case.
A good example of that, Rumor Willis.
Oh, come on.
No, I agree. All right. The Willis clan.
I'm right about
no,
that.
No, don't be mean.
They have a very bold face.
Yeah.
Her faces are a choice.
Listen, she's not. I'm just saying, if your mom's Demi Moore and your dad is Bruce Willis, like, you're not going to top that anyway. But
yeah.
She just didn't.
Agreed. I mean, all of them.
At least she doesn't have Bruce Willis's hairline.
She kind of does.
Oh, no.
She won Dancing with the Stars.
Did she?
Yeah.
That's also a dark thing to say. You know what I mean? Like, that's not good.
Yeah.
It's weird seeing Demi there, like, supporting in the back. It was like, oh, God, you're Demi Moore. Like, what are you doing
here? I bet
here?
She knows that, too. I bet she's
Did
having,
get lost?
Like, I know I'm Demi Moore, and I know that this is Dancing with the Stars, so I'm just going to disassociate right now.
Did she think yeah. that when she had a seizure smoking gas station weed? Remember when that happened?
No. Who?
Yeah. Demi Moore.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She was smoking...
Like, synthetic weed?
Yeah, synthetic weed.
When she was with Ashton.
I don't...
After. It's got to be after.
I think it was after. I think it was like not long after they broke up.
She's having some dark times.
Mm.
Makes sense. Can you imagine you marry a younger guy and you're like, I did it. I got the younger guy. And then he divorces you and marries his co-star from a show that he was a huge hit with. And
yeah.
That would be rough. That's hard.
I mean, he was dating up with her, but then I guess at some point she becomes a legend. I don't even know if kids care about that anymore.
They don't.
They care about what's in front of them at the time, which right. Ashton would have been hotter.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Adam.
Oh, me again? Oh, good.
We're getting there.
We are. I actually have altered my list in the past couple minutes okay. because I'm going to do a tandem here because I had these two back to back, but
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
I kind of want it to happen on the same day. Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr.
Just wipe the rest of the Beatles out. Solve
yeah, because I'm not going through two more periods of Beatle mourning.
Yeah,
in my life,
that's fair.
Like we,
that's
that
such
has
a
to
good
happen.
Point.
That has to happen, like or at least like a day or two apart.
I have a similar mm-hmm. entry coming up on mine.
Like
I
Carrie
agree
Fisher
with
and
you,
her mom.
Yeah,
yeah, that was convenient.
Like it's. I'm sorry. I'm not. And
it's going to be insufferable.
Yeah, or if nothing else, like let me pick which one I mourn because
I know,
it's going
right?
to be Ringo.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like more people would
more
go
people
for Paul.
Would and whatever.
I love Paul McCartney.
I love the Beatles in general, but I have a real soft spot for Ringo Starr. Most number one solo hits among Beatles.
Great.
Good for him.
So, but yeah, like and then they can go haunt, I don't know, a fucking Hard Rock Cafe.
A castle. I feel like a castle.
Oh, I where feel they like were, a Hard Rock Cafe.
But what about Abbey Road? That's where the people are going to say that their ghosts are. I guarantee you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I guarantee you in our lifetime.
England will take them back.
Just repeatedly somebody getting is, hit by cars yeah. in the afterlife.
Somebody is just going to be like, I saw his ghost. Like, it's just, that's what it's going to be.
If there's yellow submarines, can they haunt those?
They could.
The one in the Disneyland. Mm. Finding Nemo submarine. That's what they'll haunt.
That's not a bad idea.
That'd be a claustrophobic eternally, like eternal space. To
yeah, but if you already like submarines like they do.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of their thing.
That's their known do. Yes.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay.
Hey, what's long, hard, and full of semen?
Ringo Starr.
Submarine.
Oh.
I thought Carrie was right.
I think I am right.
Probably
I think
Ringo
right.
Starr, too, yeah.
I think you're right. Hey-o.
Plus most number one singles out of all the Beatles.
Wait, really? Who told you that?
You ever heard that before? I've never heard that.
Mm-mm.
Number nine, I have Kelly Slater, pro surfer. Dude, don't be a Barney. Wait, I don't think you're from around here, you Benny. Brah, this drop is in a total dick drag. Chet is such a froob. Hold on, think of something sad. Chet is such a froob and a grom and a hodad. Akka.
Akka. Caitlin, say Akka. Show some fucking respect.
Akka.
Thank you. Carrie, you're going to pee in the chair more, aren't you?
That's why I didn't move. I knew what was coming.
Oh, no. Not that, too.
Akka.
It might have been a car. I don't know.
What the fuck?
Cool surf terms. All the bad ones. I say for Chet.
Akka.
What is Akka?
Look it up. hi or goodbye, like aloha. I don't know. I'll look it up.
I'm thinking of like aka, yeah, like fucking that awful acapella.
I thought it was the name of the person saying all of that.
Like a poet.
Rumi.
Yeah.
Aka. James Taylor.
God, this is fun.
Oh. Oh, what is this episode 108 109 something like that? Remember when we did our 100th episode a while back?
The twist is we all died please. On the way home, and now this is us. This is our life. It's our eternity. That would be so bad.
No,
it'd be just forever recording a really awesome podcast.
Yeah
all right. Okay,
I think we all thought about that for one more second and we're like, oh no.
That Plano exit.
I was thinking let's just time move capsules on. Still exist.
Time capsules?
Yeah.
Well, they do. That's the whole point of time capsules.
Yeah, I'm sure several are buried right now. Should we make...
Are they real?
Is that... There's another merch.
But if things get, like, from, like, development companies, if, like, the ground gets torn up, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but...
Well, they usually mark where a time capsule goes.
I just want to clarify that
not in the Midwest.
That I do know what a time capsule is.
Very mason jar-y.
Oh, yeah. I buried a couple in the Midwest.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some pantyhose containers full of childhood trinkets of mine. Why? Littered throughout the Peoria landscape.
This is poor.
For future researchers to find and make judgments about society based
Midwest
on them.
The Midwest sounds so boring.
Someone's going to carbon date my fucking 9-volt battery that I put in that.
Do you think that's what, like, the people who have, like, the bowls and the weird artifacts that we discovered, do you think those were intentional leave-behinds? Like, they'll appreciate this in 4,000 years.
Hell yeah.
Waiting as a ghost the whole time. It's like a, oh, Adam's going
to
die.
That's where I'm going to go when I'm a ghost, is to that backyard and wait for someone to dig up that time capsule and be like, huh? What do you think?
All right, there you go.
Pretty nice, huh?
Pretty nice.
On your time capsules.
Yes.
Sexy.
Okay, my next nomination for who would make a really great ghost is a tandem one as well. But it's interesting because I wanted to take out the Rolling Stones in the same day.
Oh, wow. What if we got all of them in the same day?
That would save a lot.
Ringo, Paul, Mick, Keith.
Something. And then literally nobody else matters.
Fucking bass player.
If we could get
Charlie on the drums.
All of that in one day. There'd be like a month there where we'd have to put up with all of that.
Right.
But I feel like once one of them goes, I hadn't thought about the Beatles. I was just thinking about the Rolling Stones, but it was the same thought, which was like, once one of them goes, the other one's going to go. They're basically married. Like, they don't have another relationship in their life that's more significant than that. They just don't. You can't. So if one of them goes, the other one's going to go. And I feel like it's going to be Mick Jagger. And then, you know,
the rest will fall like dominoes.
I do. Well, because also, like, if you're thinking about those four people, who else do they have anything in common with? Like, really, truly, like, the biggest things that ever happened to them, they can't, like, just turn to somebody and be like, wasn't that, you know what that felt like.
Yeah.
Nobody can relate to you at a certain point.
Yeah, so once one of them goes, they don't really have any reason.
That's my point. Like,
for the rest of them to stick around.
No, they're on their way out.
Right.
Yeah. So.
How many cameos in Pirates of the Caribbean can Keith Richards do?
Unless... Hello. And get Adam Lambert to be their front man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bold move, but possible.
The Beatles should reunite with Adam Lambert.
I agree. He's good.
Man, you know, I hope they do something stupid like that just to piss off music snobs. That would make me really happy.
Well,
I'm not normally a person that's like, fuck all those people, but I would just enjoy, you know, like a bad Beatles album would be kind of funny.
It's called Let It
or
Be.
A tour, yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Like a really bad one, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Home stretch.
Final round.
Final.
Stop
my God.
Looking at the clock.
My God.
You missed it.
Final pick. Mm-hmm. Another duo that I think I need them. That's the thing. I wanted to make room for another duo.
Oh, okay.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Little did I know I was helping you set up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys have done a lot of volleying tonight.
This
Did
is
you compare
interesting.
Your list
Hobbs
earlier?
And Shaw.
No.
That's interesting.
Hobbs of course, played by The Rock or Jason Statham. I don't remember who's mm-hmm. who anymore. Shaw, played by either Jason Statham or The Rock. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
The worst movie of the year. It has to be.
It's a bad movie. And
I literally, when I saw it, had the thought so that when they finally make it to Samoa and they walk into the chop shop, I was like, oh, this kind of reminds me of the Fast and the Furious. And then I was like, oh, this is Fast and the, like,
right.
It had gone so far off path that was the first time it even like occurred to me.
It turns into fucking Fury Road when they get to Samoa. It's insane.
It doesn't make any sense without any of the cool, like, chained up guitar people or, you know, Valhalla shit. It's just, it's just Idris Elba, who is the best person in the movie, but even he's really bad in the movie.
Was he DJing?
He does have a song on the soundtrack.
That's so upsetting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
He sure does.
Oh,
I think he's
got multiple
songs on the soundtrack, but at least one.
That's so
They play one of them
singer?
In the movie.
So dark.
It's Jeremy Renner. He's going on some sort of tour.
I feel like Jeremy Renner is the type who bought a tour bus before he started a band.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
He's a big cart before the horse guy.
Like, he had the tour bus and was like,
well, I mean, look, now I'll form the band. This is what happened. Yeah. You know, Michael Jordan wanted to play baseball. It's like, okay, let's just let him play for a little while and then we'll all go back to normal. Yeah, no, that movie is, I don't even want the movie to be a ghost. I'm going to argue now with you on this. I don't want anything forever about that movie.
What if the next movie, which you know we're both going to go see anyway.
Hobbs and Shaw, The Resurrection?
There's no
They're
way
ghosts.
That I won't see it.
Oh. They're ghosts.
Oh.
It's a ghost movie.
Is it the kind of ghost where they can't talk to us? That'd be great.
Yes, it's part of the Paranormal Activity franchise.
Perfect.
Paranormal Activity, Hobbs and Shaw.
Man, when those two universes collide, that's going to be great.
Yeah. Hobbs and Shaqtivity.
Oh, my God.
And Shaquille O'Neal's in it, too.
Yeah. I'll go.
Holy shit.
Okay, Carrie.
All right, my last pick.
Your last pick.
Is...
Do we want to take a break quick, or...
We know Carrie doesn't need to.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Do you mind if I go out and smoke, or... Okay, go on, Carrie.
You can go to the bathroom. In the bathroom, we can go here. Anywhere you want. Next time, astronaut diapers or regular diapers. Fat Joe.
Oh, sure. But he's lost a ton of weight.
Because I want to hear him say, boo, you nasty twin.
What?
Do it again.
I'm going to need more clarification.
Yeah, I'm going to need some details.
He's got a song, and there's a point in there where... Either him or one of his background singers.
This is you getting
asked a twin.
This is like your
and
weird.
I would love to hear that, but as a ghost.
Anytime
Ooh,
Carrie
nasty twin.
Impersonates anyone, she turns into a southern, like a weird southern belle. Ooh, you nasty twin. Even Fat Joe.
Lean back.
That's good.
Lean back.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That sounds about right, Fat Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my last person that I think would make a really great ghost is Clint Eastwood.
Yes.
Is he not one already?
Well, there's no, I don't know, but he is talking to chairs. We know that. Like, we know he talks to chairs, so I feel like he's already got one foot on the other side.
Yeah.
So I think he'll be a good ghost.
You know his last movie took place in Peoria, Illinois.
That Mule?
The Mule.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
He still makes such great movies. It's hard watching him, though, because he's so brittle.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Careful,
he looks
Clint.
Like,
careful.
He looks like he shouldn't be in these movies.
Yeah.
But he's in them.
And he's a badass them. And he's funny.
Yeah.
The best part of seeing Hobbs and Shaw was the trailer that I got to see for the new Rambo movie.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was like, yeah, Sylvester Stallone is looking fucked up, and I'm here for it. I will pay for that. I will watch that.
It's the final one.
It's always the final one.
But he's like getting up there. He looks rough.
It's going to be like the final blood drawn. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is it.
Rambo blood drive.
Rambo platelet drive.
These are all good movie titles.
These are all good movie titles. I think we've put together a good team of ghosts.
Of ghosts. Yeah. There was no overlap.
There was no overlap.
There was some synergy. Yeah. There was some synergy, but no overlap.
Yeah.
I'm surprised none of mine were that close to yours.
I'm I'm not.
I knew someone was going to pick Mariah Carey. That's the only one that I saw coming.
She's just headed for that. She's headed for that.
Oh, that's right. She did. And you said Tommy Mottola. That's right.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm right. Caitlin's wrong. Mariah Carey's going to live
forever. Do you feel like there was shade when she said that?
No shade. More concern.
I mean, I don't want to comment right now.
Right.
I guess.
You're fuming?
It's getting awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm okay. Pretty upset.
Again, I just want to point out.
And I also pissed in my chair.
I'm the one being made to feel awkward when two people have peed in their chairs.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of them.
One of us is wearing black, the other khaki.
On the, like, yeah, in my defense.
I saw it happen in real time when I did it.
So. I stood up and peed in my chair.
I was like an adult. It took me a second to figure out what we were doing.
Yeah.
Did I just become incontinent tonight in front of your eyes?
I don't know why you're asking that. Because, yes.
This episode brought to you by Poise.
Poise pads.
There was a point where
if you're there, we're there. So you don't go there.
I just couldn't stop.
They need to buy that from me.
They should, yeah. Or you should just go write it in Sharpie on a bunch of packages.
With the hand that I don't write with?
Yeah. Yes. See if it sticks.
If you're there, we're there. So you don't go there.
Cut out letters from magazines. Tape them to the front.
Hey, Bob. We got another one of those you're there letters. Are we sure we're not worried about who this person is? Because it's getting a little creepy.
And then Carrie haunts that store.
That's fine. I already said I'm in the back nine of my life. No more face creams. I don't have time for toothpaste.
Toothpaste?
I know. I don't need to buy anything ever again.
It's crazy.
Carrie's back nine.
Yep.
That's the movie night game. Carrie's back nine. Well, you want to get out of here?
Well.
Because I don't.
No, I mean, should we just record episode 200 now?
Sure.
So we have it in the bank.
But that's going to require me to poop, and I'm not ready because I already pooped earlier today.
Well, you're in a chair.
That's what Carrie had going for. You're right. I need to believe in myself.
Yep.
It's got absorbent padding.
Boy, do I know that.
Can you film you tricking Chet sitting in that chair?
Put a pillow over it.
No, don't put a pillow.
And then when he goes to sit on it,
yank it.
Yeah.
Weak.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the
piece. I'm going to just have to tell everyone who listens to this episode that I replaced the chair.
Nobody listens.
Like, that's right. Yeah.
That's the big secret, guys.
That's the big
secret about podcasters is nobody listens to anybody
else's
podcast.
No one making podcasts listens to podcasts.
Unless it's like high-level podcasts.
We have time to make them. Yeah. We don't have time to listen.
I don't have
time. One or the other.
I don't.
I got to listen to my Krista Tippett and Oprah Winfrey podcast, guys.
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
Way to support the 1%.
Yeah, I'm into it. Trying to be it one day.
Mm. Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, I think so.
Do we have any, like, I feel like we could keep going, but...
We could. That's the scary part.
I don't know what we have to plug. Another 100 episodes of Pretty Scary.
Yeah, just keep an eye out for the next hundo that pops out.
Yeah.
And at 200, I'll lose control of some function, too.
And we are going to be touring next year, so...
We are, so keep your
keep
ears
an eye out.
Out
for that. We're going to do some Pretty Scary live shows.
And the
maybe
PNW
some...
and or Midwest...
We're definitely doing the Mid. I can tell you that right now. We're doing Chicago May 22nd, but tickets aren't on sale yet. Like,
we got time, guys.
Yeah.
Just get ready.
And then Caitlin and I and possibly Adam are going to be part of a true crime variety show.
Yes, in
variety
October.
Variety Hour.
Oh, that's right.
In October at the Federal Bar in North Hollywood. Mm-hmm. You can get your tickets through Eventbrite.
Can I just like write true crime themed stand up for it? Like, what do I have to
so
do?
So, I
don't
was...
Don't you have a joke that you stole from Carrie?
Yeah. The that joke Carrie stole from Jay Moore that right. I stole from Carrie.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I was going to start it off with some true crime comedy with John Shefsky. I don't know. We'll see.
Carrie's going to back out of that and force me to do it.
No. I'm fine doing it. I'm just wondering because John is also doing a bit with you.
Yeah.
Should we have...
Are you trying to make it
Adam...
Even?
And I do up top, and then John deal with you, or Adam deal with you. I mean, there's so many ways
so many
do
come
this.
To the show and find options. Out how we figured this out.
Yeah, just find out how this all shakes
we
out.
I know that Caitlin will be in every scene, probably.
Yeah, probably, because mm-hmm. I'm the overachiever in the crew.
I don't have anything. Follow me on fucking Instagram, Adam Todd Brown, Todd with 1D, and Twitter, I guess.
Yeah.
Don't follow me on Facebook. Leave me alone on Facebook.
Wow, Adam.
What are you doing? following me on Facebook in 2019.
Yeah.
What are you, a Russian spy?
You can follow me on Instagram, Caitlin Rose Cut, and then on Twitter at Bossy Matilda.
I am.
That's my favorite part of every show.
On Instagram, CarrieMartin22. On Twitter, CarrieMartin722.
There we go.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Yay.
Caitlin, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Carrie, say goodbye.
Aka.
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 Goodbye, everybody. We love you. Aka. Thank you.